every single day. And people always ask me, why do I have to write this down every single day? It doesn't really change that much. That's the key. What we want to do is we always want to be taking the things we do each day and making them super relevant and super important to the overall process of what it's going to be to lose your weight. So I want you to think about this. Everything you do each day is something required for you to lose every single pound you want to lose. Most of us, though, we sit around thinking like, oh, this little bit won't hurt and blah, 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 blah. It does. Everything matters. So we have to teach our brain how to stay connected to this glass of water I'm fixing to drink. That's part of losing 100 pounds. Most of us will like, I'm not going to worry about getting that water because it's just one glass of water. It's a critical step to losing 100 pounds. And that is like the reframe that we want to make. So the concept is super simple. We're going to write your goals down every single day because the more you write your goals down, the more likely you are to get there. You don't forget about them. They are always one of the first or last things you do each day. You keep them top of mind. That helps you every single day know exactly what you're working towards, why you're getting there, and, you know, just tying everything that you're doing to it. So when you break your goals down, which is what the four circles does, it helps reduce overwhelm. So for a lot of us, when we think, I've got 100 pounds to lose or 50 pounds to lose, or even for some of you who come to me and you're working on your last 10 or 20, breaking it, because this is what I always know about goal weights. Doesn't matter how many pounds you have. If you're going to be overwhelmed by it and think it's the hardest thing you're ever going to do, the number doesn't matter. It's you think it's the hardest thing you're ever going to do, and you are overwhelmed by it for your own reasoning. So what the four circles does, it allows us to break down big goals into small, very doable chunks. And then when you write down what you will do today, which is always the fourth circle, what it does is it shows your brain like, oh, if I do these things today, then in a week this will happen. And in a week, if I do these things today, this will be what will add up for in a month. And then in a year from now, this is what will happen if I'm doing these things. It just lets your brain make this really cognitive, direct, like correlation to the little things I'm doing today add up to this result. This is the best way I know how to teach you to connect to your future self who is at their goal weight. I want you to think about this. The version of you in a year from now who's lost, you know, her last 20, her 60 pounds, her first 100, whatever it was. She was sitting at this computer right now. She was listening to a lesson on the four circles with a blank planner. She had not taken the no BS. She had just joined PNP. You are your future self right now. What I'm teaching you today and throughout no BS, your future self had to do all of it. So that's why it's important for us to not dismiss the really important things in our lives. So here's an example of the four circles. Your daily actions are at the very bottom right. Here's how I like to do mine. So I always have like the 1 year goal, the 1 month goal, the 1 week goal, and then the today action steps. You'll see in your planner your four circles broken down. Now, for some of you, you don't like to do the 1 year goal in your planner. You want to do like 60 days. You get to decide what the big goal is. I am going to tell you right now, a pen crosses out words really easily. So if you want to change from 1 year to like, I just really want to focus on the next 60 days, please feel free to do that. The key though here is breaking it down. So you'll see if you have a 1 year goal to lose 60 pounds, that means in 1 month, your goal is to lose 5. And your weekly goal will be about 1.3 pounds. So then you ask yourself every single day, what do I need to do today that will help me lose 1.3 pounds. Your daily action steps, guys, should change. They do not need to be the same. Like what I notice a lot of people do is they'll write down four basics. If it's working, great. But I like to break mine down a little bit further. So like on this particular one, water, I'm going to make a plan. And I happen to know that today is free pizza day at work. So one of my today's action steps should be, I'm going to say no to the free pizza day. I've decided I'm doing date night this week instead. So that would be an action step. So when you are doing the four steps, I want you to really think, what do I need to do? Do I need to practice my plus two more today? Whatever it is, I want you to take the action steps seriously and write a handful in that are going to help you figure out how to get that 1.3 off this week. Because that is what adds up to the 5 pounds. And that 5 pounds is what adds up to 60 pounds gone in a year. So, what if you achieve your goal? You can change it. A lot of times people will see that their weekly and monthly goals, they're getting hit early. Just make a new one if you want to. And if you don't, just keep writing it and just being like, I'm ahead of the game. The big thing about the four circles, you cannot do this wrong. The only way that you can do it wrong is if you choose not to do it. What we're really just trying to do here with the four circles is to get your brain very familiarized with your goals and your daily actions that get you there. What we don't want to do is we don't want to rely on our brain to remember how important our goals are and to come up with what we need to do in the moments when we're stressed and we're tired and we're overwhelmed with life. We want to do as much stuff ahead of time as possible so that our higher brain, our best self, has planned for us, is steering the ship. And when you really know where you want to go and what you need to do to get there, 50% of the work is already done. Now all you got to do is choose to do it. You don't have to, in the moment, come up with the plan, figure it all out, and then make the choice. That's where most of us go wrong. So do the four circles. I still do mine every single day. I just write in my maintenance numbers. I always want to be tied to the version of me that's going after what she wants most in life. So don't skip this one.